Good evening, our dear listener, and welcome to yet another edition Focus on Refugees this 29th day of August 2017 with me, Michael Ojok, your host on 89.5 Speak FM Voices Unlimited. Today, we try to focus on some of the health challenges the children who are refugees in West Nile face as they try to cope up with the new environment in Uganda.
Many children comes in that are separated from their families. They are unaccompanied minors. And then we need to work tirelessly to make sure that they are settled, they are fostered.
With the figures of South Sudanese and asylum seekers in Uganda reaching up to 1,303,887 people as of 15th of August this year, the health and education of the refugees has become a major concern to agencies working with the refugees and the host communities. Malaria, acute respiratory tract infections, and diarrhea have been identified as the major health problems being faced by the refugees from the various settlement camps, including Bidibidi, Invepi, and Rhino Camp in Yumbe, Adjumani, and Arua district, all in West Nile. In Bidibidi settlement camp, the leading cause of morbidity is malaria, with 36.4%. Acute respiratory tract infections stands at 20.8%, and watery diarrhea is at 5.6%. From the 8,215 outpatient consultations carried out. Now, in Rhino Camp Refugee Settlement Camp, from the outpatient consultations conducted on 4,630 refugees at Olujobo Health Center 3, 97 patients were admitted, an increase from the 76 in the previous week, with the number of referrals increasing from 36 to 62 in the past, confirming malaria, acute respiratory tract infections, and watery diarrhea as the major concerns of morbidity. Meanwhile, in Invepi settlement camp, 87 patients were admitted at Yinga Health Center 3 and Invepi Health Center 2. Additionally, 13 patients from the settlement camps were referred to Arua Regional Referral Hospital and Bolomoni Health Center 3 in Bidibidi for further treatment, with still malaria, acute respiratory tract infection, and watery diarrhea as the leading causes of morbidity. According to statistics released by UNHCR, a total of 2,626 refugees were medically screened, 1,253 children from the 6 months to 15 years were immunized for measles, and 734 children from 0 months to 59 months were immunized for polio. Meanwhile, 313 children from the age of 6 to 9 months were screened for nutrition. Now, UNICEF and other agencies have come out to address some of the health challenges being faced, especially by the children being given more attention. Joining us today in the studio is Jacob Opio, the emergency specialist, UNICEF, who will share with us some of the medical intervention on the health of children who are categorized by orphans, abandoned, among others. He will as well as share with us some of the challenges UNICEF is facing in trying to solve some of these challenges being faced by the children.
My name is Jacob Opio. I'm an emergency specialist with UNICEF, based in the Gulu Zone office. There are very different partners that are addressing the health issues within the refugee settlement. But particularly to UNICEF, our main focus in the line of health is basically on nutrition. So we try to ensure that all the refugees' children that are coming into the country, they are screened, and if they are malnourished, then there are all the treatment steps that are provided for them. We are also working very closely with the different district local governments and the district health offices to ensure that immunization is up to date, So we try to make sure vaccines are in place. We are supporting with extra outreaches through the district local government health department, especially to make sure that all the children get their full immunization. So there are different health indicators, again, being tackled by different partners that I may not be able to give you all the full updates, but all efforts are being made, and I think there has been a very significant achievement in the line of health. That's why we have not really had, much as we have all these big populations, but across this region, we have not had outbreaks of diseases within the refugee settlement, which actually indicates that a lot of efforts have been really put in place to ensure a healthy environment for both the refugees and the host communities that are living together with the refugees.
You are doing really great as UNICEF, but are there other challenges perhaps as UNICEF you are facing in trying to help out these refugees?
Yeah, as I said earlier, I think there are a series of challenges across the different sectors. UNICEF in particular work in, we do health and nutrition, as I said. We are also working in education, especially focusing on early childhood development centers. But we are also doing water and sanitation. And under WASH, you find that, yes, much as in some of the areas, the amount of water being provided per day, per liter for refugees has actually reached recommendable standards. But some areas still do really lack water, and also they are not yet to the standards with hygiene and sanitation. So those are some of the challenges that we face. Again, in terms of child protection, we continue to see many children comes in that are separated from their families. They are unaccompanied minors. And then we need to work tirelessly to make sure that they are settled, they are fostered. So all these are emerging challenges. And the fact that we are having refugees coming every single day, it means that the number of response or the resources that is required to respond to their needs also has to be like available, which sometimes is not. So that really underlines the biggest challenge that faces the response.
Yeah, okay. Recently, I think last week, Monday, there was this flood that was reported in Elegu, and I'm very sure that in Elegu there are also South Sudanese who perhaps maybe are refugees and others who are doing businesses around, and then children and mothers are definitely affected. I don't know if perhaps as UNICEF you've done a survey or reached there.
As UNICEF in particular, we have not, but of course, I mean, we do work in partnership with other organizations, with other teammates. We have also been able to have access to a report, assessment report by Amoro District Local Government that shows the level of the effect of the floods in the area. Of course, again, we are very concerned as well as UNICEF, because some of the likely impact of these floods will also relate to the kind of programs that we implement, especially for schools, for WASH, for child protection, for health and nutrition. So all these are things that we also take into account, and we are closely watching and seeing how things will unfold, and if need arises, and if it is within our means, we'll always try to be available, especially provide assistance for the children and the mothers.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, listener, for keeping it H9.5 Speak FM. Catch us again with another episode of Focus on Refugees, same time, same station, with me, Michael Ojok, your host. Have a nice evening.